With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Shane Jackson will appear in court again later this month for charges of common assault and damage to property stemming from a 2025 dispute with a woman known to him. Mr. Jackson appeared in summary court earlier this week to make an initial appearance for the charge, but no pleas have yet been entered into the matter. He remains on bail and is to have no contact with the complainant. He appears again in court on the 20th of January. The holidays have wrapped, and those tasked with keeping Caymans Road safe from dangerous driving say the cooperation this year with the public was commendable. For the past 25 years, the National Drug Council has hosted its free Purple Ribbon walk-on, walk-off bus system that services all the districts to help slash the number of driving under the influence incidents. NDC's Simon Miller.
It's always an awesome thing to see when December 31st rolls around and people utilize the service. So we know that we have a society that has control and can make those sort of responsible decisions. And what we're trying to do is encourage people to don't only do that on December 31st, do that throughout the year.
In addition to Purple Ribbon Bus and the month-long National Road Safety Campaign, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service carried out Operation Winter Guardian.
During almost the entire month of December into the first week of January, where an increased presence of police, you know, was seen on the roads. We were visiting commercial areas. We had a high visibility of police patrols on the roads. We had our police operations. We were out there looking for some of those wanted persons who've been trying to evade us. We had our vehicle checkpoints and overall the whole traffic enforcement that was ramped up.
Official traffic ticket statistics are still being compiled, but PC Athelson Watt says despite the efforts to stamp out DUIs, there were still several people busted for multiple driving offenses during the operation. Speaking of bus, it's a bust in Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
On December 17th, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service searched the home of a 48-year-old man wanted for multiple offenses. Brac officers, along with firearm specialists from Grand Cayman and officers with Customs and Border Control, found what they suspect to be ganja during the search. The man was arrested on a criminal trespass and suspicion of possession of ganja, among other charges. Additionally, the Department of Environment seized two protected birds found at the home. They are handling separate legal action against the man for potential wildlife offenses. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Protesters angered by the killing of a woman by US immigration agent have scuffled with federal officers in the city of Minneapolis. Renee Nicole Good was shot dead in her car on Wednesday. The White House has described the mother of three as a domestic terrorist. The Syrian military has intensified its bombardment of parts of Aleppo as it continues to battle a powerful Kurdish militia. It's the third day of fighting in the city between government forces and the SDF. The UN climate chief has said America's withdrawal from the Global Climate Treaty is a colossal own goal. On Wednesday, President Trump signed a memorandum ordering the US to leave dozens of international organisations, including many combating global warming. Several European leaders have said the continent needs to toughen its security as the US pursues a more assertive foreign policy under Mr. Trump. The French president said Washington was breaking free from international rules. Rights groups have accused Iranian security personnel of using excessive force against protesters. Amnesty International said demonstrators had been injured and killed during nearly 2 weeks of anti-government unrest. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has vetoed a bill to reduce the prison term of his predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro. Mr. Bolsonaro is serving a 27-year sentence for plotting a coup. Ghana's former finance minister, Ken Oforiatta, has been detained in the United States. He's wanted in Ghana on corruption allegations. Somalia has denied US allegations that aid was stolen during the demolition of a World Food Programme warehouse in Mogadishu. The Somalian Foreign Ministry said the supplies remained in the custody of the UN agency. BBC News.